Well, hi there, everybody. I'm Sean Wood, and welcome to the Sprint Car Report for Tuesday, August the 30th. We'll talk with Chase Briscoe from Mitchell, Indiana. Chase won his first ever sprint car race at the Bloomington Speedway this past Friday night. That and more next here on the Sprint Car Report, brought to you by the New Hampshire Motor Speedway. Great tickets on sale for the Sylvania 300. Log on to nhms.com for more details.
The playoffs in the sport of stock car racing are appropriately called the chase for the NASCAR Sprint Cup. The NASCAR superstars are a special breed, driven by fast cars, raw adrenaline, and winning at all costs. Jeff Gordon, Carl Edwards, Jimmy Johnson, Dale Earnhardt Jr., the Busch brothers, Kevin Harvick, Ryan Newman, Tony Stewart, they're all here to take what's rightfully theirs. These speed demons descend upon the New Hampshire Motor Speedway September 25th for the Sylvania 300. It's 300 miles of the action, drama, and excitement of championship playoff racing. America's finest fans will come to camp, to party, and even enjoy a cold beverage in the legendary Light Lobster Lounge. Buckle up, New England, as your NASCAR gladiators battle for pride, glory, and the coveted Sprint Cup. Buy your tickets now. Call 1-603-783-4931 or nhms.com.
Welcome back to the Sprint Car Report here on the DirtTrackChannel.com. Now, a lot of you fans have heard of Jeff Gordon as, at one time, the youngest person ever to win a 410 Sprint Car feature. That happened at the age of 14. We bring on the guy who now holds the record at age 13, and he just picked up his first career win this past Friday night at the Bloomington Speedway from Mitchell, Indiana. We welcome Chase Briscoe. Chase, welcome to the Sprint Car Report, and we're glad to talk with you today.
Thanks for having me.
And that's got to be a pretty neat feat to have accomplished at just age 13, your first year in 410 Sprint Cars, and you pull off a win. And folks, not only did he pull off the win, but he came from 15th. Let's go back and talk about that for a second. What all do you recall about that day? And when you found out that you had topped Jeff Gordon's record, what did you think?
Well, it was a pretty emotional day just because it was a final race going into the points championship, and we were running second. I was following Chase Dock, and it was going to come down to that night. In the heat race, I got black flagged. I was bleeding it and went off the track and pulled it out of gear, so they black flagged me. And so I got no points for the heat race, and I started 15th in the feature and ended up winning it and lost the points by two, but at least we got the feature win. But it's kind of neat beating Jeff Gordon's record just because my dad and Jeff were really good friends growing up. Jeff would spend the night at my grandma's house and my grandpa's, and because they were both about the same age when they were racing, so it was really neat to actually beat his record.
And your grandfather has a list of who's who of racing that has piloted his cars: Dick Gaines, Chuck Amati, Rich Vogler, and Jack Hewitt. That's some pretty hefty company right there.
I mean, he's had definitely the best of the best. I mean, he's even had Steve Kinzer drive it before down in Florida, and Chuck Amati, Jack Hewitt, I mean, you name them all. I mean, he's had a lot of great, great racers come through that number five.
So it made pretty much sense then, since the time you were a kid, you were going to end up getting into racing. But as I was reading about you and looking back over your career, it's a little bit different than what a typical kid that would be racing from the time he was five up to where you're at now, 16. Tell me a little bit about how things were different for you compared to what kids who start out in the quarter midgets and continued on racing all the while.
Well, my deal was my dad was still racing. I mean, he was still running his career pretty good. I mean, getting more than 10 feature wins a year. So I was always going with him, mainly going in the stands, watching going in the pits when I could. So at the age of seven, all up till then, about 5 to 7, I just begged him all the time to be able to race. And finally, he went to Stealth, who was our chassis company at the time, and asked about a quarter midget, and they let me get in one. And went to Mini Indy my first race at age 7 and won that, and then went to Fort Wayne the other time and actually ended up getting upside down, but came back up, I think, 6th. And I set out for 5 years till I was 11, and he got me a mini sprint, ran that about 20, 25 times. I think we won about 9 times in that, and then jumped into the sprint car at 13.
Now, in between that time that you were sitting out and you got into the mini sprint, were you still pestering your dad to race, or did you understand that you were able to actually maybe learn a lot more from watching your dad and from watching your grandfather work on the race cars?
I mean, I definitely wanted to race real bad, but I mean, at the time I was, you know, living the dream, going to the races every weekend with my dad and my grandpa, just having a fun time, trying to learn as much as possible. So, I mean, it ate me up that I wasn't getting to race, but, I mean, I was still getting to watch at least every weekend.
And of all the drivers that have raced, from your grandfather, your family, knowing Jeff Gordon and your dad's tremendous record that he has had, have you been able to draw from them as to how your driving style is, or is this Chase Briscoe's driving style?
I'm kind of the guy that, I'm not really good when it's hammered down, elbows up. I'm more the guy when it gets real slick and you got to be real smart on the throttle and real straight. That's more my time to shine. Kind of back up like my dad. I mean, he could drive it all, but he was always good on the slick, and I just kind of learned from him, watching him at Bloomington every Friday. I mean, I've watched him win races and not even get sideways. I mean, that's what we had to do Friday night, and it worked out for us.
Yeah, I was watching the video on your home, on your dad's homepage on Facebook, and it looked as though you were basically committed to that lower line. What was it about that lower line that made you keep that commitment for the entire race at Bloomington on Friday night?
Well, I'd watched the B-May and everything, and it looked like to me, I mean, the bottom just had a ton of moisture all through the night. And I noticed before the feature that the top was real slick, didn't have much of a cushion. I knew if a lot of guys would just go up there early, then it was definitely going to blow off. I knew that with my experience, still, I mean, I haven't raced very often, so I knew that I wasn't going to be able to beat Jerry Coons lap to lap running the top with him. He's just had so much more experience. I knew as long as I just hit my marks on the bottom, they would eventually probably screw up on the top just because of how treacherous it is and how easy it is to go over the edge of Bloomington.
And we saw that in the video, that a couple of the guys did go over the edge. Jerry was one, and then, of course, you had a battle with Hunter Schoenberg. But from a driver's standpoint, you know, Jerry's a great guy, classy guy. As you're racing, do you actually get a chance to watch? And as we mentioned, you were committed. You mentioned there was a lot of moisture down on the bottom. But as you're trying to race and see what Jerry's doing, are you still able to learn things about what he does and what the track conditions are like that you might be able to transfer later on in another race if the situation comes up where actually the top may be the way to go and not so much the bottom?
I mean, it's kind of hard out there, I mean, because you're so focused on trying to get past him, so you can't really focus on him. But, I mean, definitely just Jerry's one of the best to learn from if you're going to learn. I mean, I think he's a three-time national champion, so if you're definitely going to learn from somebody while you're racing with him, he's definitely one of them.
In your career at Bloomington so far, were you at any other time very close to picking up that first ever feature win?
I think coming in this year, our best finish was ninth. Season at the last year, at the end of the season, we were running second. Should have won it, but I hit the cushion just overdriving, trying to get to the lead, and ended up popping the cushion, had to go to the tail, and drove back up to ninth. And then this year, we were even struggling there. And then I think that 3 weeks ago, we finished seventh from 16th or so, and then finished fourth last week, and then now last Friday finally won. So definitely the closest I'd been for a while was that fourth, and then finally getting the win. Just everything happened to be our way after winning the heat. I got lucky enough to blessed enough by Jesus Christ that I got a drill to one. So I mean, just meant to be that night.
And what were the emotions like coming off of turn four and seeing that checker flag in the air?
Oh, I mean, it was just incredible. I mean, I've grown up at Bloomington Speedway ever since I was under 1 year old, just going every week. And I mean, I got to go on that front stretch basically every week with my dad. And just, I never thought I'd actually be able to say I got my family to that front stretch.